we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Sam Hodder, the president and CEO of Save the Redwoods League. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
So let's start with this. Your organization has something called the Redwood Genome Project. What is that, and why is it important to promote genetic biodiversity throughout the Redwood population?
Well, sure. The Redwood Genome Project is just one of several initiatives that we've launched through our science program as part of our conservation vision for the redwoods. And mapping the redwood genome, which is an extraordinary feat given the scope of the project, is a pretty interesting opportunity for us to engage a genetic layer to our forest stewardship as we move forward. We've learned from these fires, Ted, how critical an improved investment in forest stewardship is to rebuilding the natural fire resilience of the redwood forest. And that forest has been impacted, both the coast redwood and the giant sequoia, by 160 years of some poor management choices. In the giant sequoia, by suppressing fire for the last 160 years and causing an extraordinary fuel load to kind of suppress the natural fire resilience of that landscape. And then similarly in the coast redwood forest, with having cut down 95% of the old growth redwood forest, again, an ecosystem that has evolved with fire across millions of years, we've got to help that forest restore some of its natural function, its natural fire resilience. And the Genome Project is going to be a key part of that, because as we restore redwood forest to encourage and accelerate old growth form and function again, we want to address that restoration work at the genetic level as well and restore some of the genetic diversity that has been key to the longevity of the redwood forest over generations.
So what work then has to be done to address this fire resilience in our forests, and how does that impact economic recovery?
Well, that's a great question, because the two are directly linked. There's an extraordinary opportunity to build a green economy in California that also builds our fire resilience, restores our parks, and brings equity to our park access. People that have been living in California for thousands of years, California's tribes have been stewarding the redwood forest across millennia, and fire has been a critical element of that stewardship in both the sequoia and coast redwood. And yet when European settlers came and started suppressing fire and harvesting the redwood, all of that natural fire resilience has been eliminated. We have a great opportunity now that we've learned this, now that we know what needs to be done, to create a whole workforce that can restore that natural function, do the forest thinning, do the controlled burns and the prescribed burning, and to restore that natural resilience. If we let the forest mature naturally, if we let the coast redwood regain that thick, thick bark and that stature that is part of their fire resilience, and that is allowed to happen across the stretch of from the Oregon border down to Big Sur, a big part of California and a big buffer to existing communities, then we can restore some of that natural fire resilience and invest in a better future rather than investing so much in repairing the damage caused by these catastrophic fires.
So what is preventing an area from being able to regrow right now?
Well, in many cases, it's much of the redwood forest, the coast redwood forest, is actually in private hands. There's over 1.1 million acres of redwood forest that's managed as commercial redwood forest. And some of those landowners are doing an outstanding job in doing selective forest management in ways that is encouraging that fire resilience. But in many cases, we're still managing at with an even age methodology that suppresses that natural fire resilience. So there's an opportunity for us to make critical investments and different decisions about how we manage that commercial redwood forest, and also how we can work on some of the existing public lands, like we're doing up at Redwood National and State Park on the North Coast, to do the forest thinning and removing abandoned logging roads that is going to help rewild the landscape and restore its resilience.
Sam, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It was my pleasure, Ted. Thank you so much.
Again, that is Sam Hodder, who is joining us on the Ring Central Newsline. He is the president and CEO of Save the Redwoods League.